Welcome to another edition of Saturday Sunrise on WFIW AM and FM and online at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host, and I would like to remind you that every episode of Saturday Sunrise is podcasted for your listening pleasure in case you happen to miss the show when it first aired. Just click on About Us on our website, see a drop-down menu up here. Click on Saturday Sunrise to listen to the past few podcasted shows. Well, I'm glad to have this guy on the show today for the first time. He's one of the toughest people I know, and we'll get into that just moments away. He resides in Charleston, Illinois, my old stomping grounds, as I lived in Charleston when I was attending Eastern Illinois University. In fact, he has family here in the Fairfield area. One of those I've interviewed a few times, and Don K. Wood. Don is actually his grandfather, and my guest on the phone today is Trevor Bradley. Now, Trevor, before we dive on in with the questions, you have a brief summary that you would like to mention, so why don't you go ahead and take it away.
All right. Thank you, Derek. Thanks for having me on the show. My cancer journey started in March of 2018. I was diagnosed with ALL, or acute lymphoblastic leukemia. That last week of February 2018, I wasn't feeling too great. The next week, I was playing basketball with some friends after work, something I enjoyed doing, and I just couldn't catch my breath, you know, running up and down the court. The next day, I knew something was possibly wrong. I ended up at the walk-in clinic here in Charleston. I went there and had a few tests done, and they actually thought I was having a heart attack. I was suggested to go to the ER, and, you know, just like every other 25-year-old guy in this world, I was hard-headed, and I ended up going home thinking nothing was wrong. My mom actually talked me into going to the ER, and I went there, had several tests done, along with some blood work. The doctor walked in the room around midnight, and I could just tell by the look on her face that, you know, something was wrong. She sat down next to me, and she told me that they found a mass around my heart. They weren't sure if it was cancerous at the time or not, but that mass was about 13.5 centimeters by 8 centimeters, which is about the size of a mini basketball, is what she had told me. And whenever this all happened, it was basically out of their hands. They couldn't treat me for this, so I was actually taken to Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. I arrived there early the next morning around 4 a.m. and spent that weekend there having tests done. My mom and brother and dad ended up coming down to St. Louis and spending that weekend with me. I was admitted that following Wednesday after spending that weekend in the hospital, and started my initial 30 days inpatient chemo treatments at the Parkview Tower on the south end of Barnes Hospital campus. I was doing so well that I only spent 17 out of 30 days in the hospital, and since then I've been going back for outpatient chemo.
And, you know, when you found out the news about, you know, the cancerous mass around your heart, you know, what was your mindset like? What was your reaction to it, and what was your mindset like of how, you know, you were going to combat it? I just want to know your reaction and your mindset.
My reaction, well, when the doctor came in and sat down next to me, I knew something was wrong, and I kept telling her, just tell me what's wrong. And she told me, and my blood pressure actually dropped real low whenever that happened. I actually almost passed out, and I kept asking her if I was going to be okay, and she kept assuring me that she was going to do all she could to get me somewhere that could deal with what I had going on and make sure I'd be okay. And I just kept thinking to myself, I was too young to have this happening to me. Then as far as my mindset, it really helped with me having a good mindset, because the doctors were optimistic early on that I'd be cured, but it would take several years of chemo. I wasn't sure what was going to go on, you know, during the upcoming months. a lot of my family and friends knew I've been through quite a bit when I was younger. But this diagnosis was by far something completely different. I had a huge obstacle ahead of me, but I don't go down without a fight. And I guess that's been my mindset since day one.
All right. Well, ever since that day, you know, how has, you know, ALL, how has it affected your daily life? Because, you know, it's like ever since they announced that you're diagnosed with it, it's changed the way you live, like your daily routine. You officiated games, and you've had to obviously kind of suspend that for now. So obviously it's affected your daily life.
Yeah, it's really affected my daily life. I went through some very intense, aggressive chemotherapy for 11 months from March 18th to about February 2019. I ended up taking a medical leave of absence from work while going through the chemo. Each cycle was different and affected me different, but I was going through chemo 4 days a week for 8 weeks, which is by far the worst. It was all outpatient, and we stayed at Hope Lodge near Barnes Hospital through the week, and I only spent the weekends at home. My parents took turns staying with me while the other worked, I guess. Each of the cycles were interrupted, and I experienced every side effect possible that affected my daily living. Anything from being sick to the numbness and tingling in my toes, being restless, loss of appetite, dehydration. And I even lost my hair, which I wasn't too very happy about. Going through this chemo, I didn't have any motivation at all to do things I enjoyed. It took a lot out of me to even get out of bed and shower each day. However, now I'm in the fifth and final cycle of chemo, which they call the maintenance cycle. And I was allowed to go back to work roughly 11 months later, February 4th, 2019. I'm currently working every day and getting back to that normal lifestyle.
Well, yeah, and you talk about that, you know, the maintenance cycle of things, but it seems like things are, you know, heading in a positive direction for you. It's like you're going to work and you're taking these treatments, so like things are heading in a positive direction for you, and the stemming of the tide is happening.
Yeah, you're very correct. Things are heading in a positive direction. As far as the ALL, it's gone at this point, but it's caused some other problems for me. I have what's called avascular necrosis in both knees and hips from the heavy doses of chemo and steroids, which, like you said before, I enjoyed umpiring high school sports, and I'm not able to do that with everything going on now. But ALL is a very aggressive cancer, and I went through a very aggressive regimen of chemo in the beginning that targeted the mass, and it eventually got me in remission. A few months later, I had a PET scan done, and it showed no active cancer in the body. I've also had 3 bone marrow biopsies and 3 PET scans total, which all came back negative with no evidence of cancer. So myself and the doctors knew that, you know, this chemo was working, and luckily for me, that was the case, because that doesn't happen for everyone. I'm currently going once a month for chemotherapy at Siteman Cancer Center in St. Louis, and still in remission. And after my treatment earlier this month, I have 14 more months of chemo. Therefore, July 2021 is the expected end date as of right now.
Yeah, so whenever July 2021, you know, whenever it comes around and, you know, you're able to take that last chemo treatment, does that mean that you get to ring? I guess from what I've heard, and I could be wrong on this, but I know some hospitals have, like, the bell that cancer patients can ring whenever they know that they've taken their last treatment and that the cancer is gone.
Yeah, it Barnes, on the seventh floor where I go for my chemo treatment, they have a bell outside the rooms there. And I've actually witnessed quite a few people ringing the bell while I've been there, you know, waiting to have chemo. So I'm pretty excited for that and looking forward to that day.
And that's something that, you know, is motivation for you. It's motivation as you're taking these treatments. You're like, look, it's, you know, month after month, it's getting closer and closer. The bell, the finish line, it's in sight for you.
It really is in sight for me. At first, I didn't know what to expect, and I was thinking, you know, 3, 4, or 5 years, that'd be such a long time, and, you know, it's really gone by pretty fast, and here I'm just about a month away from ringing the bell, and I can't wait for that day, and, you know, to put this journey behind me.
All right. Well, you're listening to Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM, as well as online at WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn, Trevor Bradley on the phone with me this morning. He's the grandson of Don Kay and Linda Wood. We're talking about his journey, as like I said, his cancer journey. Let's talk real quick here. Got a few more minutes of your time. Let's talk some Illini basketball. One of the things that you are passionate about is Illinois basketball. Brett Underwood led the Illini to a 21-10 overall record this past season. Because of COVID-19, of course, their appearance in the Big Ten tournament, as well as the March Madness tournament, well, got cut because of COVID-19. But since we are in the off season, how do you feel about the Illini coming into next season? How do you feel about them?
Well, just like you are, I'm pretty pumped for Illinois basketball. You know, sports being gone right now, I could care less about, you know, baseball and football. But I keep telling everyone, Illinois basketball, it's on the rise. And I think Brad Underwood's put Illinois, you know, back on the map, where these high school stars are wanting to come to Illinois and play basketball. You know, incoming freshmen like Adam Miller, Andre Corbello, I think those are two guys to look forward to watching this upcoming year. You know, however, losing Andres Feliz in this past year, him graduating, I think is going to hurt. But I'm excited for the upcoming years and see what Underwood can do for the program.
Yeah, and also, of course, both Ayo Dosunmu and Kofi Coburn, they have declared for the NBA draft. Now, both have left the window open to return if they feel like they will not be drafted. Just your take, your opinion, do you see both of them returning, or maybe one of them returns, or maybe both will be drafted? Obviously, there's still some uncertainty in the air. Just want to know your thoughts on that.
I would love for Ayo and Kofi to come back. That were to happen, you know, Illinois could be a top 10 team this upcoming year, but I don't see that happening. I always talked since day one of entering the draft that he was locked into staying. I don't think he's ready for that. I don't think his jump shot's ready for the NBA, and I think maybe another year in college would do him best. And as far as Kofi, I think he needs to come back and get stronger during his sophomore year. I'm not playing basketball until the age of 20. It really shows sometimes. He needs to get a little stronger around the rim, and I think after next year he could go pro and, you know, do well in the NBA. I don't see them getting drafted this year.
All right, well, we'll see. I mean, again, there's still some uncertainty, and, of course, obviously, it's fluid right now. Hey, Trevor, again, thank you for your time here this morning. I know that this journey continues for you, but, boy, things continue going into a positive direction in regards to taking your treatments. You know, obviously, you said the mass is gone. But I tell you what, I mean, there's a lot of good things on the horizon for you. I really do believe that. And keep fighting, keep battling, man. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to hearing the news and maybe hopefully seeing some video. Maybe like someone could do like a Facebook Live video of you ringing that bell in St. Louis. How about that?
I think we can make that happen.
I tell you what, if your mom does it, I tell you what, I will watch it, and I'll be glad to comment on it. I'll be shouting and I'll try to celebrate with you after that happens. All right.
Sounds good, Derek.
All right. Thanks very much, Trevor. Appreciate your time this morning. That was Trevor Bradley of Charleston, Illinois. Again, talking about his journey with cancer. But I tell you what, though, incredible young man. In fact, I met Trevor at a Mules football game, actually. I sat down with him and his family and got to know him. And tell you what, I've enjoyed knowing Trevor. In fact, we went to the Illinois-Iowa basketball game, the senior night game, if you will, up there in Champaign, back a few months ago. And so always a pleasure talking to Trevor about Illinois basketball and recruiting, and glad to have him on here this morning. Hey, I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up Saturday Sunrise. Have a wonderful Saturday. Be safe this weekend. And again, every episode of Saturday Sunrise is podcasted for your listening pleasure following airtime. Have a wonderful weekend. Be safe.